Welcome to The Word in 10, a devotional from Dwell Community Church. Ben Faust here with a short word from the book of Psalms. So the last few weeks we've been making our way through Psalm 23, and today we're going to finish it out and conclude it. Here's what we've read so far in David's description of his relationship with God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So now, let's look at the last two verses and see how he concludes. He says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So I always thought this was kind of a weird turn in the passage, because all along I've been picturing this sheep and the shepherd doing shepherd and sheep things, and now he's describing God preparing a table for him, like sitting down to dinner. And I always thought that was kind of weird, because I'm trying to picture a sheep, you know, scooching up to a table and God spreading out a tablecloth. It's like, this is getting strange. Here's what I think. I don't think that the illustration is getting weird. I think that this is a second illustration. I think there are two different word pictures here in Psalm 23. One is the sheep and the shepherd, but in these last two verses, it's a whole different picture, and it's a picture of a banquet. My relationship with God, David is saying, it's like a banquet that I'm invited to. He says, God, you prepare a table for me. And that is a picture of hospitality. Like, think about when you're having guests over and you're getting ready and you're getting excited. You're thinking of how you can serve them or how you can make the experience special or good for them. He says, that's what you do for me. He says, you've anointed my head with oil. What does that mean? Well, in their culture, that was just a way that you showed hospitality. When a guest came, it was not unusual for the host to put like olive oil on the head of the guest. It's an arid climate, super dry, and so the host would give you oil as a way to welcome you. It's kind of like in our culture, you pull out the chair for someone to sit, or you take someone's coat, right? It's welcoming. It's rolling out the red carpet is the image. I think it's loaded with some extra meaning, too, because in the Old Testament, anointing someone with oil was a way of sanctifying something or setting it apart as special. And I think it's loaded with extra meaning because in the Old Testament, anointing something with oil was a way of sanctifying something or setting it apart as special. So they would anoint the temple with oil. They anointed the furniture in the temple with oil. The priests were anointed with oil. When a king was coronated, part of the ceremony was to anoint him with oil. The prophets were referred to as the anointed and Jesus as the anointed one. So it's not just a picture of hospitality. It's really a picture of honor. It's a picture of being set aside as special. And I also think it is a picture of abundance because he says, my cup overflows. It's like, at this table, you know, I can't empty my cup. The free refills just keep coming. He says, this table is prepared for him in the presence of my enemies. So I can sit at this table and eat in peace, even with my enemies all around me. What's that? That's a picture of a secure status. This is a picture of supreme confidence. Many may be against me, but my place is at your table. And so I've got nothing to worry about. So it's really a pretty amazing scene. And I think that it's a scene ultimately that depicts God's grace. Grace means God's undeserved favor. It's the blessing that he shows us that we don't deserve. And I think it really comes across when you put the two word pictures together. So in one picture, I'm this lowly sheep. I have only to depend on and follow the shepherd. But then he follows it up with this picture where I'm like an honored guest and I'm being shown this incredible favor. It's really striking how crazy these two pictures are together. They're juxtaposed and they don't go. I'm a sheep. A sheep doesn't get a banquet. Why isn't he treating me like a sheep in the stable? He certainly could and probably should, but instead he treats me like a VIP guest of honor. In his grace, he treats us like royalty. So what in the world? And I think that's what David is reflecting on and affirming and praising God for. It's also a pretty happy picture because it's a banquet, right? It's a picture of, you know, what is a banquet? It's joy, it's delight, it's friendship. God is saying, you're invited. You are welcomed into my home. You are hosted. You are wanted and cared for by me. Let me make you feel at home. And then in verse 6, he says, surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So this is telling us something really profound, that God is essentially good. His goodness, that's part of his nature, and his loving kindness, his good intention toward us even when we don't deserve it. It's not dependent on our merit. These are characteristics of who God is, and that is an essential part of our relationship with him, to understand that foundation. He says, your goodness and loving kindness will follow me, even when I go out there into this crazy world, even when I wander off your path and I'm out there doing whatever, that good quality of his loving kindness will pursue me, will follow me. And in fact, he says they'll follow me all the days of my life, which is pretty amazing. But then he doubles down on that with something even stronger, where he says, surely your goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What's he saying here? Not just this is how you treat me here in this life, but that this is my destination. He's saying my true home, where I belong and where I will be forever, is as an honored guest in your house. That's my most natural state of being, and that's what I have to look forward to. And you know, commonly in the scriptures, heaven is depicted as a banquet and as a party and a celebration. That's what he's describing. So in John 14, 2, Jesus said, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He is describing the place that he's going to prepare for us, that picture of eternal life with him. And at its core, like an essential ingredient in that, the core of that is the idea of being together, that there you may also be where I am. I'm making a place for you. We're going to be partying together. You're coming over to my house, and it's going to be awesome. So I hope you can appreciate how wild this psalm actually is, how different these two pictures are, and yet when we put them together, it is so cool, the picture that emerges. This really is a picture of God's grace. So take a minute today, thank God for this kind of hospitality, this kind of undeserved favor that he shows us, that not only does he want to guide us and lead us and provide for us and protect us like sheep in this life, but he also wants to hang with us and honor us and enjoy being together in this life and in the next. It really is remarkable, and highlights how awesome and special and different this relationship with God is. You know, I don't know if you have this kind of relationship with God. Maybe you've never begun this kind of relationship with God. But hear the invitation from Jesus. He's saying, I'm calling you by name to enter into this relationship, and I've laid down my life to make that possible. He's calling you. He wants you to follow him, and you are invited to his banquet. But you have to respond to the invitation. You got to get in your RSVP. You have to say, yes, I accept your death on the cross in my place. I want to come to your banquet, and I want to receive your goodness and loving kindness. So I hope you'll take him up on his invitation and his call today. All right, well, that's the end of the episode and the end of our study in Psalm 23. For more Resources like this, you can check out dwellcc.org. See you next time.